Think you're stuck with slow internet because of where you live? Think again. Do what we did and order HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. HughesNet delivers the speed you need with the data you want and is available where you live. Own a business? HughesNet has plans for you too. Text RADIO to 35000 for offers in your area. That's RADIO to 35000. HughesNet, high-speed internet available where you live or work.
The entire broadcast today, all 3 hours, coming to you from the Javits Center in New York City and CE Week, an IFA global event. And we'll be back to those interviews in just a moment or two. But in the meantime, I want to remind you that you can call in now or anytime at your convenience. And while there's no promises or guarantees, when you call, we'd like you to mention perhaps one, two, maybe upwards of three items, don't list them all, that you would most like to receive from our big summer giveaway. And we'll do our best to hopefully get one of those to you, because it would be better if it would be something you would use and want and crave and otherwise love to have. Otherwise, just leave it up to us and we'll get you something from the summer giveaway.
And to participate, just call us at 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. This portion of the program brought to you by One More. Stylish, true wireless in-ear headphones. Visit onemore.com. That's the number one, M-O-R-E.com.
Our next guest here at CE Week joins us to tell us how they are integrating the central and connected vehicle cockpit. Yeah, because let's face it, that's what we're dealing with. It's almost like we're in our little airplane cockpit when we're driving our car. So many things to deal with and so many things to work with. The chief systems architect for Genevi is Matt Jones. Matt, welcome into tomorrow. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, Dave. It's greatly appreciated.
It's a pleasure. When we realized what you guys do, we thought we've got to talk about this, especially as it relates to the audio end of the world, being predominantly radio. That gets our mm-hmm. attention. But tell me a little bit about Genevi, and then we'll get into specifically what you guys are working
on. Of course. So the Genevi Alliance is an alliance of 160-plus automakers, Tier 1 software companies,
nice.
All focused on an open infotainment system for your future vehicles. Mm. And infotainment now is not just the radio. Partnership between cars and radio, almost 100 years old.
Yeah.
But it's beyond that. It's how you can have all of the connected services, your sat-navs, all of these elements. And actually, in recent years, how you can bring your Android device, your Apple device into the cockpit. And really, we feel that we're setting the scene, the foundations, for the future generations of autonomous vehicles.
Nice. So does this relate to things like Android Auto and the various, as you mentioned, Apple as well, and integrating their products, but keeping it so that it's not just everything on your phone and you've got to see the phone? The whole idea, I'm guessing, here with mm-hmm. Genevi is to, in fact, integrate things into dashboards and keeping your eyes mostly on the road, but a glance to look at navigation or whatever.
That's right. And we're focusing on aiding the OEMs with the development of their infotainment system. So if you think about a BMW or a Mercedes, they'll have a different look and feel, a different way of interacting with that vehicle and their center console, which is the BMW or the Daimler experience. However, when it comes to, as you put it, CarPlay or Android Auto, or just the radio stack, or the media players, or Bluetooth, we, as customers, don't care what the software Bluetooth stack is. And if we can have commonality across all of these different lines, allowing the automakers to really focus on what matters for them and their customers, then hopefully us, as the end users, the drivers and the passengers, will get more features in our vehicles faster than we have in the past.
And see, in 24 years on the air, Matt, you bring up such an important point. Most of our audience doesn't care how something works. They just want it to work.
That's
right. And especially with a tech angle, and now especially in their cars where there's enough distractions, just integrate it. Do whatever. You know, I don't care. Let me push the button,
yes.
and I get what I need.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, the infotainment is all and should be wrapped into one. And I'm guessing with the rise in popularity of smartphones in general, everybody's so used to that. You know, that's my navigation. That's mm-hmm. my entertainment. That's everything else. But there's so much more, especially into tomorrow, if you will, than just thinking it's just all on my smartphone.
That's right. And the smartphone is one service. But if you can augment that smartphone, as we see at the show around us, with signals that you get from the rest of the vehicle, speed, location, what street you're on, how could you drive down Abbey Road in London and suddenly the Beatles comes on? But not from a podcast or streamed media, but by putting you onto a local station that just happens to be playing it.
Really? I mean, these are the kind of things that you're working on. It's like, you know, you can obviously opt in or out of those kinds of things, but how cool is that?
Yeah, exactly.
To just say, oh, this is where the Beatles, and they start playing. Mm-hmm. It's not because you've activated it. It just happens.
Yep.
Oh, I love it.
And we're working with NAB. National Association of Broadcasters, to focus on, well, how could you be driving around a lake and get information on the local news or what's happened recently? So how can we turn what we have today as local radio, that's really about traffic and the news and some audio and some personalities, and make that more relevant, especially when you're out of your core commuting zone, when you're having that family trip down the West Coast?
When will we see, do you think, enough autonomous vehicles on the road with these cool cockpits integrating everything? Is this something around the corner or truly into tomorrow? What are your studies showing even?
So in reality, we think of autonomous vehicles as something out of the Jetsons.
Yeah.
Maybe not flying at this point, but you're there with your family playing dominoes as though you're in a 1950s kitchen.
Yeah, true.
But in reality, there's different levels of autonomy, and some of which we actually have today. So we have highway mode, we have radar cruise control that allow you to focus less, but not focus completely on driving at the same time. And at that point, we have to make it safe in the cockpit for the driver to be able to spend their free time that they've invested in for their semi-autonomous vehicle, but at the same time be ready to take over. When will we see level 4 autonomy, which is hands off the wheel, you turn around, the car does everything itself?
You're watching the morning news on your commute to work.
Or level 5, where potentially there is no wheel at all.
It's scary enough when you get behind a wheel and not touch it, but imagine no wheel at all. That's something that I think a lot of people are just not prepared for yet.
Not yet, but if you consider the commute, we're here in Manhattan. How bad would that be to go to Jersey City or somewhere? It would be a nightmare. You become accustomed to it very quickly. It's really your own personal subway compartment at which point. You can talk to your fellow passengers. You can do other things with that time. So you get used to it very quickly. But the technology involved is huge.
Yeah.
My personal belief is that we will see, we have autonomous vehicles on the roads today from Aptiv in Las Vegas, Uber, Lyft, others doing these trials. It's going to be 5 to 10 years before they're commonplace. And even then, I believe it will be a subset of the actual use case.
I'm loving it. Matt, you've got to stay in touch. I got to get you back on the show again. So much progress being made, and you've barely scratched the surface, obviously. With 160 partners, there's a lot of people looking to take care of all of us as consumers and helping our commutes be so much better.
Thank you again.
It's our pleasure. Again, Genivi, GENIVI.org. We'll link you there when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. More from CE Week in New York City here on Into Tomorrow on the Advanced Media Network.